Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast.
Welcome back to Living Right, the number one talk show about healthy lifestyles. Our guest speaker today is the celebrity chef and dietitian, Emily Parker. As many of you probably know, she travels the world to sample the local cuisine of different regions. In her podcasts, she talks about the nutritional values of different dishes. You can download her mobile app, which was just released, to keep track of your own eating habits.
Number 71. What is the broadcast mainly about? Number 72. According to the speaker, why does Ms. Parker travel? Number 73. What has just become available? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ms. Varner. This is Albert Beck, the HR director at Trio Advertising. I've received your application for our open graphic designer position. I've read the recommendation letter written by your current boss. I was really pleased with what he said. If possible, I'd like to interview you at our office next Monday or Tuesday. Please call me back to let me know a time that works for you. My number is 555-4617. I hope to hear from you soon. Thanks.
Number 74. Who most likely is the speaker calling? Number 75. What was the speaker pleased with? Number 76. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following tour information. The next stop on this tour of the Raleighwood Film Museum is devoted to Quinn Kearney. You probably already know that some of the most famous movies he directed include Living Planet and Sky Pirates. He was more than that, though. Few people know that he enjoyed painting as well. In fact, in every one of his films, you can spot a painting that he made himself in the background at some point. Our museum just recently obtained some of those paintings, and next month, this exhibit will be expanded to include them. In fact, if you come back after the expansion with your ticket stub from this month, you can get 50% off a ticket to see the new area. Number 77. Who is Quinn Kearney? Number 78. Why does the speaker say, "He was more than that, though"? Number 79. What will happen next month? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Celeste. It's Marco. I wanted to give you an update on the retirement party for Mr. Barclay this Friday. I'm afraid we have a small problem. The band that was supposed to play has just said they can't make it. Fortunately, Albert gave me a few suggestions for replacements, so I'll be calling around today. Also, you said that you wanted to review the order of the program together. I'm away from the office now, but I'll be back by 3 at the latest.
Number 80. What kind of event is scheduled for Friday? Number 81. According to the speaker, what has caused a problem? Number 82. Why does the speaker say,
"I'll be back by 3 at the latest"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction. As the owner of Pacheco Industries, it is my honor to present the Employee of the Year Award to Mr. Kevin Spencer, one of the team leaders in our marketing division. Mr. Spencer received praise for his leadership skills from everyone who has worked under him. He is a highly motivated employee who, just last quarter, completed his master's degree in global marketing. What some of you might not know about Mr. Spencer is that his original background was in shipping and transporting goods. This goes to show what a quick learner and versatile worker he is. Let's give him a round of applause. Number 83. Who is the speaker? Number 84. What did Mr. Spencer do last quarter? Number 85. According to the speaker, what was Mr. Spencer's original area of expertise? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome to Woodward's. Our products and services have been ranked first in customer satisfaction for 3 years in a row. Visit the computer section to see our latest release. If you have had trouble with fragile laptops and tablet devices, then Turtle Tablet is the device for you. Turtle Tablet is so sturdy that it can withstand being dropped from a third-floor window without a scratch. Please visit the display to see the demonstration video clip playing on repeat.
Number 86. Where is the announcement being made? Number 87. According to the speaker, what is a special feature of a product? Number 88. What does the speaker recommend that the listeners do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling Skipper's Sandwiches. Our restaurant's hours are 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. If you would like to give feedback on our food or service, please do so by posting on our website in the comments section. If you visit there, you will note that we are famous for our charity events that support local school programs. This month, we are offering a special dish called the Hungry Learner Pack. All profits made from it will be donated to our local non-profit organizations.
Number 89. How should the listeners provide feedback? Number 90. What is Skipper's Sandwiches famous for? Number 91. What is being offered this month? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
As you are new volunteers, I'd like to personally thank you for your contribution to the museum. I've been in charge of this facility for nearly 20 years, and it can only survive thanks for your generosity. We've always offered free admission so that everyone in the community can enjoy beautiful artwork. We're the only site of our kind in the region, and even on weekdays, you can see large crowds. You'll be assigned to different teams for leading tours, providing information, monitoring the pieces, and more. To cut down on administration work, don't forget to track the number of hours you work each month and submit that information to my assistant.
Number 92. Who most likely is making the announcement? Number 93. Why does the speaker say?
You can see large crowds.
Number 94. What are the listeners reminded to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and sign.
May I have your attention, please? Shoppers at Greenlife Supermarket are encouraged to finish their shopping quickly, as we will close in just 20 minutes. However, that still gives you enough time to stop by the help desk to register for our store newsletter. It is sent out weekly and gives readers advance notice of sales and special events. Speaking of events, don't forget that we're offering free samples near the entrance all week. If you're interested in trying a sweet treat for free, you've come on the right day.
Number 95. According to the speaker, why should listeners hurry? Number 96. What are listeners invited to do at the help desk? Number 97. Look at the graphic. On which day is the speaker making the announcement? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following broadcast and map. You're watching Channel 3 News. I'm Brian Myers, reporting live from the Albany Bus Depot. Today marks the first day of construction on the new terminal, which will be completed by the end of next year. With this new terminal, city officials are expecting more tour companies to move to the area and operate here. The new terminal will be located off Lillian Avenue next to Hickory Concert Hall. It will feature comfortable waiting rooms and a modern appearance. It will also be the only terminal with free Wi-Fi, an amenity that travelers are looking forward to using. For more information, including viewing photos of the progress, visit www.albanybus.net. Number 98. What benefit of the project is mentioned? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which terminal will be added to the site? Number 100. According to the speaker, what feature of the terminal are travelers excited about?